What is right? To drink coffee or not to drink coffee? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with the thought for today. What is right? To drink coffee or not to drink coffee? Oh my, that is a big question, isn't it? That is a big question that we are all faced with time and time again. What is right? And to drink coffee is just one of the areas of what is right. What really is right? What is right for you? What is right for me? What is right to do in my world? Scientists come up with a solution every day, to drink coffee or not to drink coffee. And it seems strange. In one part of the world, scientists are studying drinking coffee. In another part of the world, 2 weeks later, scientists are studying it. And another part of the world, maybe a month later, or maybe a year later, scientists are studying the same topic. And the scientists are coming up with answers based on what they are currently studying. And the methodology that they use of studying this, whether it's a chemical reaction of the coffee on the body, or whether it's a chemical reaction of the coffee within itself, or whether it is how it is brewed, or how it is drunk, or how it is created, or whether you use milk in coffee, or whether you do any of the things that you could do. Now, what is it that happens in this way? What is it in our life that causes us to make the decision to drink coffee or not drink coffee? Now, years ago, and not too many years ago, coffee was thought to be a very tough thing to put in your body. And, in fact, it is. And throughout time, coffee has been a caffeine-filled item that has caused many responses to the human physiology. And it's been both good and beneficial and also not good. Some people can tolerate it, some people cannot. It all depends on their mental attitude. It all depends on what they believe that coffee does to them or does not do to them. People can live in a world where they have these things and they become immune to the caffeine effects of coffee, and they become immune to this, or they also become emboldened by the caffeine. They become emboldened by the drinking of the coffee and all of the other things that are found in it. But the question is to drink it or not to drink it. Why do we ever choose to do something or not do something? We choose to do things in our life because something inside of us says, at this moment, that is the right thing to do. At this moment, that is the right thing for me to do to make my body, my life, my affairs, my experiences, everything about me be fulfilled. Now, how can we have this knowingness in us when it comes to some outer substance like coffee or tea, or when it comes to some outer substance like liquor or any other thing that might have an effect upon our body in a deleterious way or a beneficial way? It all matters of how we look at it and how we think about it. Now, how do we look at it and how do we think about it? 1,000 people drinking coffee each have different responses from the coffee or from their attitude about the coffee. It's not what goes into the mouth, but what comes out is how we've been taught. Now, if you drink the coffee, does it have an effect upon you? If you don't drink the coffee, does it not have an effect upon you? Can you have the same effect upon you from your mental attitude or from some other action as you would from drinking coffee? Now, coffee is a stimulant, and coffee is a caffeine device. Coffee has all these things. Well, so do many other things that we eat. many other things that we eat and have eaten over the centuries of time, and we have thought about them as being good or not good. Now, why is it is said that it's not what goes into the mouth but what comes out that makes the difference? Because it is truly our attitude. Our attitude about whatever we do, whether it's an action or whether it's an activity of eating or drinking or doing anything of any nature relative to our human body. What is our attitude about what we do with our human body? If we have an attitude, and we do have an attitude, that things are right and things are wrong, where did that attitude come from? How did that attitude become a reality, become something impressive in our life? Well, that attitude became something important to us on how it was given to us. If it is the training of our parents as we're growing up, it becomes a subtle attitude oftentimes done by the family, how the family thinks about these things, how the family approaches it. In one family, it is unhappy that the father drinks alcohol, and that unhappiness is spread throughout the family, and it becomes something that the children are a little careful about because drinking alcohol is not beneficial. In another family, drinking alcohol occasionally on whatever purpose or time is thought to be the most ordinary thing in the world, like our Italians and their wine. It is a normal thing to do, and it is not thought to be excessive. It can be. In any culture, it can be excessive. But it is not thought to be that way. So the attitude that the Italians have about alcohol or wine and the attitudes that another family might have somewhere in the world about liquor or wine or alcohol of any kind could be quite different. And this is drawn down into the inner workings of the individual, of the children, of the family, of the community, of the world that you live in. And because of this, mostly it's a subliminal thing that we are not totally conscious of, because of this, we have our opinion. And because we have our opinion, we have our attitude. And because we have our attitude, we have our experience. And for us to think that alcohol is bad, then our experiences generally will be bad. Our experiences will be times when we want to go off and be naughty, we'll drink alcohol. Whereas if we had alcohol in our minds like the Italians did, oh, they can drink to excess and they cannot drink to excess, but they do not think of wine as being a negative experience in the life of their family. In fact, it is something that they drink virtually every day. Now, wherein does the attitude become so important that it destroys the family? Well, even in Italian families, there are times that people drink far too much, and because they drink too much, and because they're drinking with the wrong attitude of mind, they're drinking because they're feeling sorry for themselves, or they're drinking because they want to hurt somebody, or they want to hurt themselves, or they want to do whatever they want to do. They want to be inebriated, unaware of the problems they are facing in their life. All of these things are attitude. All of these things are choices. All of these things are things that we do because we want to do what goes out of the mouth rather than what goes in the mouth. All over the world, alcohol has been something that has been brought down from all of the cultures, some more dominant than others, but it has always been there. Now, it's there because it's a natural development of the fruits and fermentation that goes on. And just like coffee, the coffee bead, the coffee seed, has been found in all the cultures. It has been found with all different names. It comes under even the cocoa bean and the other things like that. Now, even those being drunk in moderation do not terribly disturb the culture or the people involved. But if they feel that it is bad, if they feel that it is something that is taking away their awareness of their responsibility of being a citizen in their society, then society can call it wrong. And you can have that subliminal and on right out on the surface as a public law, a law made by the family, made by the people, made by the community, made by the world, which controls and directs them. Now, what is right, to drink coffee or not to drink it? And we say it is the attitude that we have about anything. The attitude we have about anything brings a result in our life, in our mind, that is utterly fantastic. Now, what attitude do we want to have in our life? What attitude do we want to have in our world? Do we want to have an attitude that all is in divine order? Or do we want to have an attitude that some things are good and some things are not so good? It's all a choice of what we choose for ourselves, what we choose in our world, what we choose in our life. As a man thinketh, so is he. Let our thoughts be always totally in charge. And rather than building up attitudes that are subliminal that we have not a full awareness of, let's build up attitudes where we are totally aware of everything we do. And as we do them out of our deepest, most sincere joy and happiness. Know that I see you doing everything out of your deepest joy and happiness. And that I love you, I love you, I love you. I like you, I like you, I like you. And I like me, I like me, I like me, I love me, I love me, I love me. Make your choices wisely on what you can handle in your awareness, in your attitude, and know that it is done now. And so it is.